Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We've been in a series on Nehemiah, and I'll return to that series in the fourth week of our study coming up this Sunday. And I hope that you'll join me for that, because it really has been a very cool Sunday, and this one will be my favorite. But today, I want to take you to the end of Psalm 23. If you've been listening or been around this podcast, you'll know that over the past month or so, I've unpacked so much in Psalm 23, and I've kind of lived in this passage all month long. I feel like for a couple of months even, I may have been digging into what does all this mean, like the Lord is my shepherd, the key word being mine, and that he has everything that I could ever hope for or need. And when I think through all of these pieces, where I stopped was in verse 6 that says, "Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life." I love this. That word, when in my translation, I'm reading that of the New Living, it talks a great deal about how God will pursue me with goodness and unfailing love. You know, I've had friends come into my life, and I've had friends get dejected or frustrated with me and leave my life. I have entered into friendships and relationships and partnerships where things didn't work out. We went our separate ways. And you know when that happens, it's usually messy. But what I have found is that because my good shepherd, he seeks me and he wants to have this wonderful relationship with me, then I am keenly aware that as David writes this in the wilderness, being a shepherd, he's leading his sheep. And he's saying, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. He will seek after me. And he does that because of all of his goodness and his unfailing love. Now, the term unfailing, of course, meaning he never fails. Have you ever failed in a relationship? Man, I have failed miserably in a relationship. I have failed to the degree that people have walked out of my life and I've let them walk out of my life, or sometimes I've driven them out of my life, and then I'm done. It's like I go in years, maybe for all eternity, and I don't speak anything to them. And you know, when I think about that, I think, what an awful thing. But then I realize how good it must be to have someone that out of goodness and someone out of unfailing love would pursue me. With what? He would pursue me with his goodness. He would pursue me with his love. He doesn't want something from me. He's not asking anything from me. He's already done everything that anybody could ever hope or do for me. And as my shepherd, I don't have to want or need, because he's never going to stop pursuing me. You know, I always think when I hear this word pursue, I think about Jonah. I mean, Jonah, God says, go to Nineveh, you know, and Jonah goes the opposite way, right? Gets in a boat, storm comes up. Have you ever wondered about all those other boats that were on the ocean at that day? I mean, they had the wonderful joy of experiencing that awful storm, thinking they're going to die because of Jonah. What in the world? But you know what? I look at that and see, that's what happens when we don't pursue after God. But in the story of Jonah and in the story of the shepherd, God pursues us. So Jonah finally says, okay, it's me. He jumps out overboard, and then all of a sudden, he's in the belly of a fish. For 3 days, he's there, and then he's spit up alive on the beach. Now, if you can't see the gospel in that, man, we got to work on your eyesight. But what happens is Jonah goes on, and he preaches what he was intended to preach from the very start, and every single person in Nineveh comes to faith. Now, listen, folks. The shepherd is saying, I'm not just pursuing you for my sake and my glory. I'm pursuing you for your good, because I am never going to stop loving you. And you say, but Chuck, are you sure God doesn't really know everything I've done? Well, of course he does. I mean, he is sovereign. He's in charge of all things. And he still says, I'm going to, for all the days of your life, I'm going to pursue you with goodness and unfailing love. And then he puts the cherry on top of the sundae at the end of Psalm 23. And he says, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. You know, we use this text a lot at funerals for people who are of faith, where they have trusted Jesus as their Lord and heaven is their eventual and eternal destiny. You know what? I think the psalmist is saying here, be so grateful that you're pursued so much in love that heaven is a reality for you for all eternity. My friend, today, revel in those words. Grab hold and say, oh, goodness. Isn't that a great word? Oh, goodness. And unfailing love, that's what he pursues me with. My friend, he loves you so much that there's nothing you can do to make him not love you. So I hope that you'll revel in that today. And you might even offer up a prayer of joy right now to say, thanks, God, for pursuing me with goodness and unfailing love. God bless you. Rachel, tell us all about the services that are coming up this weekend. And I look forward to seeing you again very soon on our weekday podcast. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.